Audio Mode Day 5. June 5th, 2015. Boss Jock Report. It's our birthday weekend. We're doing a little sale right now, 50% off sale. Thinking about pop filters today. So this is the, I'm really getting into this setup. Just the iPhone with the pop filter stretched across the bottom. And I'm just laid out on the floor near the carpet so that the closest surface to me, the closest reflective surface, is a carpet. And you get a reasonable quality recording, not too many reflections. Let's do a critical listen. Here we go. This is laying down on my side on the floor with the iPhone 6 with iOS processing turned off and just near the carpet, and getting a nice dead sound. And let's do, to hear the difference, here I am standing up in the room. I can notice it immediately. You can hear all the reflections. Again, this is my little workroom. Less than ideal acoustics. Lots of parallel walls. Nothing on the walls. Pop, click, pop, click. Hear the cars outside. Hear the reflections. I'm going down now. Ready? Test 1, 2, check 1, test 1, 2. And on the floor. Test 1, 2, check 1, 2, test 1, 2. How's that? A little bit better. There's a couple of boxes, maybe a couple of reflections. Just saw a cool article on Google Plus talking about the mic rig setup that NPR people use. And they use, I believe it was a Neumann microphone. So oftentimes when talking about podcasting mics, the sort of go-to mic is a dynamic microphone. And in fact, you know, in this case, everyone's the microphone of the year, if not the last 2 years, has got to be the ATR-2100, the Audio-Technica ATR-2100, because it was so inexpensive. For a while, it was $35 on Amazon, and it was a dynamic mic that sounded great. Some people, you know, people would do side-by-side recordings between that and Heil PR40, which was like this boutique, you know, this fantastic broadcast mic that people love. But, the ATR-2100 and its clone, the AT-2100. 2005, also by Audio-Technica, and the Samson variant, the Q2U, all basically the same dynamic microphone with both an XLR and a USB output. And that's amazing because you can take this thing and connect it directly to your phone or your iPad and get a digital connection that works great, powered by your iOS device, or you could use it as part of a bigger setup. Like, I know you can take a mixer like a Mackie 1204 USB Xenix USB mixer and plug in four of these ATR-2100s, and it's a great mic because, you know, you can start out with one microphone and you don't have to buy a new microphone. You can reuse that microphone in a multi-mic setup. Dynamic mics, fantastic mic. I had one break on me. Other people have had them break too. You have to kind of think of it, I think, in some ways, as being not long for this earth. It's kind of like a short-term investment. It's going to sound great, you know, but if you're doing hardcore road work, you want a backup microphone, right? But your backup mic could be your iPhone. You're going to need a pop filter with the ATR-2100 too, a big foam thing, and say it were to go south. Here I am. I still think it sounds pretty good. iOS processing off, a little bit of a low-cut filter, a little bit of compression in Boss Jock, and a pop filter stretched across the bottom of the iPhone. I think it's a pretty awesome setup, just simply for its simplicity. Doesn't sound as good as the ATR-2100, that's for sure, but sounds pretty good. But this NPR article, it's interesting that they use a condenser microphone. And apparently also they use it, Neumann U87, is that it? They use it also with, of course, a pop filter, but they have a low-cut filter in there to counteract the proximity effect. And but, you know, it's funny. It's not a dynamic microphone because the rap about dynamic mics is that they're the best at rejecting ambient noise, and condensers tend to be overly sensitive. But it's just interesting, that NPR sound, it's a condenser microphone. And there are a lot of people out there that still use condenser mics. Just on that thread, I think Todd Cochran from Geek News Central was mentioning he also uses a condenser mic. And one of my favorite mics is that, for iOS use, is that Apogee mic, which I love. I love it. And it's $200, but I think they spent all the money in the right place. You know, there's no bells and whistles. It's a simple, small diaphragm condenser mic. It can be sensitive, but I think dialed in correctly, I think it sounds fantastic. And I think it's going to, I doubt it's ever going to break on me, or at least I have a lot of confidence in the build quality. It's not quite the same with ATR 2100s. Still love them to death. But, you know, each of these mics has, each of these setups, each of these rigs, they have their pros and their cons. But it's certainly not a one-size-fit-all situation, right? One mic could be perfect for one person, not perfect for other people. You know, different conditions. If you're doing in the field work, you know, you want something handheld, the Apogee's probably not what you want, you know. You want multiple multi-mic setup. If you got the Apogee, you wouldn't be able to use that for multi-mic setups. But, you know, I think it's really just about dialing in, finding something that works, gets the job done, and optimizing your setup, whether that be EQ or compression settings, or, you know, making sure you the pop filter. Just making sure you have a pop filter. This Apogee mic does not ship with a pop filter. I think it's crazy because, you know, most people pull it out of the box and never buy another thing and just start recording, right? But I think when you put a pop filter on the Apogee, you get closer, you get a little bit of a proximity effect, and ultimately a better recording. Pop filters are one of the cheapest ways to enhance a recording, I think. So here I am, I got my pop filter on the bottom of the iPhone 6. And I'm stretching it on the bottom and just thinking, man, wish they made a little cute little pop filter, teeny tiny little pop filter that fit iPhones, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus. Somebody out there on Kickstarter, I kind of feel like, you know, the way you might do it is you might build it around you can almost build an extender to the headphone jack, because the headphone jack is right next to the microphone, and use the headphone jack as the method to connect the pop filter to the bottom of the phone. I don't know. But you get a lot of iPhone 6 and 6 Pluses and 5s, 5Cs, 5Ss out there. Nice little pop filter that would be pocketable, maybe come in a little case. You just pop it on, and bam, you're ready to go. Because at the end of the day, I think it's the pop filter that takes you from a C- to a BB+. I call this a BB+. You can debate with me on that. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I call this a BB+. Maybe a little reflection here, because I'm sitting next to an accordion. If I moved, maybe that would change. But I call this a B+. At least for, you know, you can take it out on the road. All you need is a pair of headphones. You don't even need headphones, but you don't use headphones. You're flying, you know, without your radar, without your monitor. So what else? Birthday weekend. Got the nicest birthday boo. Birthday boom. I guess it's a boom now. I'm no longer calling it a boo. Birthday boom from Paul Hopkins. VI Podcasting. VIPODCASTING on Audio Boom. Paul is a longtime friend of Ed and I, and in fact helped us a ton, worked with us to improve our voiceover support in Boss Jock for visually impaired users. And that's something that we, in another life, in another project, we did a terrible job supporting voiceover tech, and great to make up for that. But it was the only way we were able to do it was with the help of the community of voiceover and podcasters, and Paul Hawkins specifically helped us in a ton, just sort of illuminating how we could get our app and improve it for the voiceover users. So well worth it. Beyond that, I mean, thank you, Paul. That your birthday song is fantastic, and that's you singing. That's Paul Hopkins singing, I'm sure. I can tell. It's multi-track. It's layered. Love to hear how you made that. It was beautiful. I implore everyone to check that out. He's on Audio Boom VI Podcasting. Paul Hopkins, thank you so much for the wishes. So what else? Sale's going on. It's supposed to end at 12, but no, we're having fun. Let's keep it going. So the sale will continue. The sale, 50% off, through the weekend. So here's your chance. If you're interested in Boss Jock, but you're waiting for the price to come down for a sale, this could be it. So it's on sale today. It'll be on sale Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday. East Coast time, EST. So I know, I realize we're in a worldwide world. We're in a virtualized worldwide world coming from many different places on the planet. So, but you got roughly 48 hours, I guess, for the sale. All right, so that's it. Let's wrap it up. Day 5, Audio Mo, hashtag Audio Mo. Congrats to Audio, the official Audio Mo team. This year it seems to be really hitting on all cylinders. Such a fun idea. Everyday audio, gotta post something. Sharpen your tools, sharpen your knives, oil your chainsaws, your audio chainsaws. Please shout out and say hi. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Audio Boom as Boss Jock app. Say hi, drop us a line, send us a note. Love to hear from you. BossJockStudio.com is our homepage. Oh, we're YouTube.com/BossJockApp as well if you want to see some of our tutorial vids. All right, it's our birthday weekend. Thanks so much for the kind wishes, everybody, especially you, Paul. That was rad. Bye-bye.